Back with the second hour of the Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 99.1 FM. I'm your co-host, Kent Lindquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We've got another fine, approximately 53 minutes of modern mainstream jazz ahead of us tonight, so we hope you'll stick around. We've got some more swinging sounds. Going to continue to spotlight the alto saxophone artistry of Bud Shank, great West Coast saxophonist who recorded very heavily on the independent Pacific Jazz label in the late 50s, early 60s, and turned out some great material on the Pacific Jazz label. We're going to do a composition written by a tenor man that spent a lot of time on the West Coast also, Bob Cooper. And this is the thing he put together called A Jubilation, along with Claude Williamson on piano, Don Prell on bass, and Chuck Flores on drums. Let's listen to Jubilation. Thank you. Alto sax man Bud Shank in L.A. in 1956, January 1956, in a Pacific Jazz recording studio, doing a composition written by tenor sax man Bob Cooper called Jubilations, and he was tastefully backed up there by Claude Williamson on piano, Dave Prell on bass, and the swinging Chuck Flores on drums. Chuck Flores was a very young man at that time, probably around 21, was recruited into the Woody Herman Big Band at that time, so you know he had a lot of great talent. Anyway, that was Jubilation. So next in your playbook, Al, what are you going to do?
Well, next we'll hear from the Chet Baker Quintet. This is from a United Records LP, and it features Chet on trumpet, and Phil Urso on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Peter Littman on drums. The author of this tune is unknown, but I suspect it was Baker. It's entitled Lucius Liu. Thank you. That was Lucius Liu featuring the Chet Baker Quintet with Chet on trumpet, Phil Urso on tenor sax, Bobby Timmons on piano, Jimmy Bond on bass, and Peter Littman on drums. That was from a United Records LP released in 1963.
Going to continue to spotlight the recorded work of alto sax man Bud Shank on Pacific Jazz Records that he cut for that independent studio in the late 50s, early 60s. And now we're going to turn to Bud in the studio in November of 1956 with the same lineup as he had on that. We've just had on the last track Claude Williamson on piano, Don Prell on bass, Chuck Flores on drums. Let's listen to Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. Thank you. That classic composition by Sigmund Rönnberg and Oscar Hammerstein, Softly as in a Morning Sunrise. It was cut in the Pacific Jazz Studios in L.A. by Bud Schenk in November of 1956, backed up by Claude Williamson on piano. So the next item on our show tonight, Al, is what are we going to have?
Next we'll hear from a group led by drummer Chico Hamilton. This is from a Sunset LP entitled Easy Living. And this was an anthology, and like so many anthologies, the personnel in each tune changes. So, and the album designers, in their wisdom, simply lumped all the personnel together. And so it's up to us as listeners to decide who they're listening to. So I'll list the personnel as my best guess. In addition to Chico on drums, I think we'll hear from Paul Horn on tenor sax, Carson Smith on bass. The number features a piano, but there's no pianist listed anywhere in the liner notes, so that's a total mystery. But they're going to do a seasonal tune by Bernice Perker and Joe Young entitled Lullaby of the Leaves.
Thank you.
That was Lullaby of the Leaves, featuring Chico Hamilton on drums, and Paul Horn on tenor sax, Carson Smith on bass, and a mystery piano player. That was an LP released on the Sunset label in 1969, entitled Easy Living.
Next, our spotlight artist of the week, alto sax man Bud Shank, went into the recording studio. It was in November of 57, cut another fine LP with piano player Claude Williamson, Don Pell on bass, and Clark Forres on drums. This time he goes back to the swing era by a tune that was written by Edgar Sampson, who, by the way, wrote the theme song for the swing era, stopping at the Savoy, and My Dreams Come True, and several other hits for the Benny Goodman Band that were written by Edgar. So let's listen to Bud Shank's interpretation of that old swing song, Blue Lou. Thank you. yes, it's an old item from the swing era written by Edgar Sampson for the was played heavily by the Fletcher Henderson and Benny Goodman bands, Blue Lou. So what's next on the agenda, Al?
Well, next we'll hear from a group led by Clark Terry. It's from a Moodsville LP entitled Everything's Mellow, and it features Clark on flugelhorn, Junior Mance on piano, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. It's a tune written by Rube Bloom and Ted Kohler entitled Out in the Cold Again. Thank you. was Out in the Cold Again. Featured there were Clark Terry on flugelhorn, Junior Mance on piano, Joe Benjamin on bass, and Charlie Persip on drums. That was from a Moodsville LP released in 1961, entitled Everything's Mellow.
Next we find Bud Shanks and his alto sax in the Pacific Jazz Studios in June of 58. And this is a little different group. It's interesting. It's a pianoless group that includes Billy Bean on guitar, Gary Peacock on bass, and Chuck Froese on drums. Let's see, it was cut in April of 59. It's a little thing written by Bud Shank called Blues in the Distance.
Thank you.
Nice Slow Blues, written by Bud Schenk, our alto sax man on that track, called Blues in the Distance, and some fine funky guitar there by Billy Bean.
Next we'll hear from the tenor sax of Coleman Hawkins, and he's appearing here on an Everest LP entitled Coleman Hawkins with Strings. The orchestra is led by Frank Hunter, who had an interesting career. He started out as in the trombone section with the Tex Beneke Orchestra, then quickly went into arranging and became known as a genius at that. He worked for several record labels, including Bethlehem and Mercury and Medallion and Cap and others. And he did lots of arranging for all different musicians, both vocalists and instrumentalists. Musicians like Francis Fay, Howard McGee, Johnny Hartman, Jerry Mulligan, Carmen McRae. He's leading the orchestra here to provide the background for Coleman Hawkins. And Hawk is going to do a tune that he wrote himself and called Hawk Talk. That was Hawk Talk, a tune written by Coleman Hawkins and performed there by Coleman, backed by an orchestra led by Frank Hunter. That was from a Everest LP released in 1971, and it's entitled Coleman Hawkins with Strings.
Well, for the better part of the last 2 hours, you've been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio 89.1 FM. And I'm Kent Lindquist, your co-host, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We enjoy bringing you some fine swinging modern mainstream jazz. And we, of course, we're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10. So hope you'll make it a habit of visiting with us in the future, because we enjoy bringing the music to you every Sunday night. I'm going to close it out with our highlight artist, alto sax, Mud Schenk, backed up by Claude Williams on piano, doing I Never Knew.
Thank you.